Good morning, everyone. This is John Miller doing the Daily Inspiration. I did too, and then we had a meeting in Pennsylvania for the Fountain of Life. And so I was traveling. I asked Dennis to do the one from Tuesday, and then this one is actually for yesterday. We were still traveling back, and I didn't have a very good way to do this while we were on the road. And so it's a day late, but I still want to do this, and I'll also do one for today right away. So pray this morning that you would be blessed as you continue to seek God, and pray that a relationship with Jesus Christ is really the most fulfilling thing in life. That's why he came on earth, because he wants to draw us unto himself. So the first two times we were in Colossians chapter 1. This morning we will start in chapter 2 and read partway through the chapter, probably not all the way, but let's begin in Colossians chapter 2, verse 1. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Excuse me. I believe this here, it comes back to what I was talking about, relationship, because the tactic of the enemy is to bring up some other thought or idea to draw us away from Christ and to have us follow after men. And this I say, verse 4, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Now, I'm going to stop here. There's a couple little phrases here that used to be stressed where I came from, and they were taken out of context, and we'll see that later in this chapter. But there was verse 5, just the back end, the joying and beholding your order. And that was taken as meaning the Amish order. And it's not that what he's talking about is here that there's a steadfastness of following after Christ. Christ does not cause confusion. He does not cause disorder. And this is what Paul is talking about, but the order word was used to defend the church rules. And I'm not trying to pit someone against the church rules. I'm just picking out an error in doctrine here. Because a godly life brings order into our lives. Verse 6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught. This is another one, as you have been taught. And this was taken as meaning whatever you have been taught. I do remember that this is probably one of the strongest teachings that they use to condemn someone that doesn't see eye to eye. And rather than them taking this and talking about, you know, some false doctrine, I really want to do what Paul's doing here. He's exposing false doctrine, but he doesn't focus on that. He's always pointing us back to Jesus Christ. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Verse 8, beware. This is all in the same context. That is why I'm saying these couple of phrases, they weren't even the whole verse. They were part of a verse taken out of context. But Paul is warning that we need to take care that no man comes in and spoils the faith that we have in Christ. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Philosophy is ideas. This is some of these words were kind of foreign to me, but philosophy is its ideas. There's a lot of modern people that had ideas. Darwin had ideas about evolution. They were a philosophy, and then they created a religion out of that. Philosophy is simply someone with ideas that thoughts and ideas just that are not in the Bible. Theology is the teaching of things in the Bible, and people can argue and get deceived by theology because man can twist the meaning of God's word. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Rudiments is principles. I didn't know what that means, but rudiments of the world is principles of the world. It's, if you look, it's doing the same. It's not doing the same thing as the world around us, but rather the same principle, same motivation, you might say. For in him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Here's something that I think is very important. When we're united to Christ, we're united with the creator of heaven and earth. Christ has power over all principalities and powers. Excuse me. And when we serve Satan or we get deceived, there's a lot of confusion and distraction and just not understanding, or it causes depression, and a lot of those things come from having darkness mixed into our understanding. But if we have one with Christ, we have access to the one who created all things, and he brings us peace. Verse 11, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. This comes back to the cross, the separation from our self nature that wants to destroy us. We have to lay that down and allow Christ's Spirit to live in us. Verse 12, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, which has raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all transgressions. I think I'm going to stop here for this morning. We will continue this thought tomorrow morning. I will actually record it. That would be for today. This one is for yesterday. But we will continue this in the next recording. So if you're calling in afterwards, you can listen to both messages. But I will continue the next verse, continues the thought in what did when Christ died on the cross. And so I hope God blesses your day and you can continue to meditate on these scriptures. Go back and read them for yourself and ask God to reveal what he is intending to say here. Not me, not some other man, but rather that Paul's heart to the Christians was coming out here, and it was expressing the heart of God, and that's why it's in the Bible here. So God bless your day.